I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Myanmar is hurting, and the church knows it. Wesley Thura of Asian Access says that between political strife, religious tension, and even genocide, Myanmar's people are looking for a sense of unity.
The church is trying to be a peacemaker. Not easy, not easy, but we know that we are ambassador of Jesus Christ as well as a peacemaker.
It's hard to bring about change, though, in a culture where trust doesn't come naturally. That's why Asian Access is equipping Christian leaders to spread the love of Christ.
People can see, especially church leaders who are really in the field, can see their need to be equipped more and more to become Christ-like leader based on the love relationship with God.
Learn more about the church's work in Myanmar at missionnews.org. And a recent trip to Ghana brought a group of Americans and 20 locals together for the first ever Livingstone School of Missions. Beth Beckman of One Way Ministry says the school is a new effort to help young believers minister effectively in the name of Christ.
It's an intensive one-week training program that includes some experiential learning on topics like Christian Mission Foundation, discovering your spiritual gifts, trends and issues in global missions.
After classwork comes field work.
We took a 17-hour bus ride up into the remote villages of northern Ghana and did some outreaches among the Kumba people.
Now the team members are looking for ways to reach the rest of Ghana with the gospel, but they can't do it without your prayers and support. Find out more at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships, 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.